But one of the shows I hate on TV the most, especially being a black man, is the news.
And when they do talk about us, what word do they use? Minority. Minority. Say what you mean, news people.
The National Association of Minority-Owned Business.
Minority entrepreneurship.
Few minorities. 85% of the people in our public school system are black or brown. And they call you minority. But the fact is, in this state, the black and the brown people together are the majority.
Bounce if you wanna bounce, ball if you wanna ride, play if you wanna play, floss if you wanna floss. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, holla back. We get ill if you wanna ill, smoke if you wanna smoke, kill if you wanna kill, low if you wanna low. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, yeah. Back. I need a hoe in my life, though. Blowing my dice so we can make our point twice. Then skate out of town, I need that. Glowing my ice, E class. Ladies screaming, Jigga, you know we need that. Blowing our life, Jesus. They ain't seeing me holding the mic. So in your life, you find MCs. So impolite in me, I'm so in the nice. Got cats on the corner nice. Don't me and Jigga be flowing alike? Nah, not in your life, ain't nobody popping like Mr. Jay-Z. Shit, you crazy? I'm hot like the Six Navy. Deep dish with the great. I flow greater than your navigator. I drive through your town, block the data. Chances are I'm coming through with a hot pair of gators. And a crew with rocks the size of craters. Can't be touched like hot potatoes. You heard? Now we can bounce if you wanna bounce. Ball if you wanna ball. Play if you wanna play. Floss if you wanna floss. It's alright. You heard? It's alright. Holla back. We can ill if you wanna ill. Smoke if you wanna smoke. Kill if you wanna kill. Loaf if you wanna loaf.
Yo, what is up, internet? It's your boy Adjective J coming to you with another episode of The Negro Majority. Normally I would have a guest, but as you may have noticed, now that I just said normally I would have a guest, I don't have one. So my guest didn't show. I don't have anybody. I'm doing the show solo. A couple things about a solo show for those who have not heard me go solo. First, it is really awkward for me to do an a solo show. I really like having guests because I kind of play off what my guests are talking about. Also, like having someone to laugh at stuff I say validates the fact that what I'm saying, that is funny, which is just, wow, a huge part of why the solo show is awesome. A huge part of why having guests is awesome. But since I don't have any guests, here we are. And so we're going to go through the show. It probably will be shorter just because I can't endure an hour and a half to 2 hours of just me. I don't have what it takes. I'd like to be that person, but I'm not. So because I don't have a guest, the show is probably going to be about 30 minutes. I do have things to talk about. I do have some random ideas and thoughts, as well as some stuff that I want to talk about on Netflix. Wow, I just realized I say that like an old black person. Netflix. The Netflix. But I do have stuff I want to talk about on Netflix. So let's get into it. First, let's take a couple seconds to let you know what you are listening to. This is The Negro Majority. That's K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W. And if you can't spell majority, then this isn't the show for you. If you're listening to the show, you probably have found it in one of probably three or four different ways. There's a solid chance that you found it on Podomatic, where the show is being hosted. You can go to K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W, majority.podomatic.com to check out The Negro Majority there. You can also find the show on iTunes. Just search for Negro Majority and we will pop up, be on your iPod. And the other way that you have probably found the show and are listening to it is you may have started listening to the show on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is an incredible app that you can download to any of your smart devices, be it your Apple or Android phone, or even an HTC Nokia. No, wait, that's not a phone. I think you can do it on a BlackBerry. I don't know. But either way, you can download Stitcher Radio to your phone as an app and then search for Negro Majority. Once you've done that, you can literally take me anywhere. Maybe you're in the bathroom taking a dump and you know what? You need something that is smooth and sexy to listen to while you're doing it, in which case you should probably find somebody else because I'm not smooth and sexy. But if you're listening for somebody to talk really, really fast with a relatively decent deep voice, then totally take me to the bathroom, take a dump while listening to The Negro Majority. I'll talk shit. You can drop shit. You can also take me to the park. Feed the ducks. You can take me fishing while you're fishing for stuff. I'll help keep you company while you go through and fish. You could be ice fishing, regular fishing. You could be, actually, I guess it would just be fishing if it's regular fishing. You could be at the gym working out. Guess what? I'm there with you. Helping you go through your sets, getting your reps in, hopefully not making you laugh in the middle of a set. So that part, probably not good. In fact, you probably will die. Speaking of which, the Negro Majority is not responsible or liable for any injury that happens to you while listening to the show. Thank you. Also, just to let you know, you can contact the show a couple different ways. You can catch me at @adjective_J on Twitter. You can also email the show. Email address for the show is thenegromajority@gmail.com. Notice how fast I said that. I'm pretty proud of how fast I said that. I'm just going to talk fast the rest of the episode. You can also catch us on Facebook. Please like our page at KNEEGROW Majority on Facebook. Be sure to check that out. Also, if you're on iTunes, listening to this on iTunes, leave us a review. I would really appreciate it. It doesn't have to be 5 stars. It doesn't have to be 4 stars. Just leave me a review. I don't care if you're just like, I hate this. Everything sucks. And I hope Jay kills himself. You could do that word for word. I'd be okay with that. As long as you leave a review. If you want to really help the show, tell your friends. That would be the biggest way to help the show right now. Or no, I take that back. Give me money. You want to help the show? Give me money. I don't have a PayPal button up, but you know. Whatever, just come find me here in Seattle and give me money. I'll take that. Just come here, fly, walk, crawl, whatever it is that you do, come here, give me money. Right. So this is the part of the show where normally I would ask my guests what they have been up to, and then I engage in some witty banter. I say some things that are relatively funny. They say some things that are funny. We make some jokes, and we're good. But, of course, there's no guests. So here is just some witty banter that I was hoping to use, or even just some questions. So what have you been up to for the last 4 years since the show went off air, went dead? Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. Man, I mean, I guess things like that happen. So what else has been going on? Oh, really? 5 pounds? That's a tiny. Oh, no. It's 5 pounds now. But okay. Well, I guess that's not such a terrible thing. Okay. Well, that's. But you had that before, right? Like you were doing that before. And then now you do. Oh, no. This is a different. Okay. Well, awesome. That's. Ah, man. 4 years is a long time, right? Right? 4 years is actually pretty long. The show has been dead for 4 years. A lot of stuff happens in 4 years. We're looking at 365 days times four. That's 365.25 times four. I can't do that math in my head. Hold on. I'm going to do it on my phone. Oh, is how much? Okay. Yeah. So, that's how many days went by. And also an equal amount of nights, if you want to count that. Were things crazy for you while you were away for those 4 years? No, actually, that sounds like that would be pretty normal, honestly. I mean, for you at least. But anyway, all right. So, I'm glad everything's going pretty well for you. Let's just get into some show. I don't know about you, but I am dying to do some podcasting. Here's what we'll start with first. I have been binge watching like crazy the third season of Arrow on Netflix. And I have to be honest with you, it is amazing. If you haven't seen the third season of Arrow, you should totally watch it. I know some of you are probably like me, where you kind of wait for a show to drop all the way to Netflix before you really start watching it. Arrow is one of my shows that do that. There are very few shows, actually, that I watch like as they happen. The Flash is one of them, and Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the other one. Also, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Those are the only shows I really watch as they happen, where like the day that they air, I'm there. The rest of the shows I actually kind of prefer to wait until it drops, because I kind of want to dive into it. So like for Arrow especially, it's one of the shows where every week kind of has like a builder where they're really kind of ramping up, and I really just kind of want to dive into it and just watch it. So I generally wait and try to like forget that it exists until it does actually happen, and then I really get into it and then binge watch it. So I just finished binge watching season number 3, and I'm really looking forward to Daredevil season number 2. We got Jessica Jones coming, my favorite superhero of all time, Luke Cage aka Power Man, is coming to Netflix. And actually Netflix has a bunch of shows, and it just recently was published in the Business Insider that Netflix actually is almost as good at making television shows as HBO. So what they did is they went to the average Rotten Tomatoes score, and they started just comparing what people, the ratings that people were giving the television shows on different networks. So the lowest network by far is NBC. NBC's score is at 59.50. So that's the average Rotten Tomato score is a 59. To give you some idea of what a 59 is, it's on a scale of 100, so that should help. I mean, that's pretty much like you failed the test. So NBC would be the kid who failed the test. He's getting left behind. The next one, I think, is pretty close between CBS and ABC. CBS is at a 65.6. ABC is at a 67.18. To be fair, though, I feel like ABC is being boosted a bit by shows like Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think How to Get Away with Murder. Is that NBC or ABC? I'm actually not sure. But they do have some solid shows. CBS also has a show or two. I can't remember what it is on CBS. I never actually watched CBS that much, but they're pretty close. CBS is at 65.5, which is just above passing. ABC squeaks by with 67.18. Fox actually is at a 63.84. And then you have HBO and Netflix. HBO is at a 75.65, which pretty much means every show it does is amazing. And to be fair, HBO does make amazing television. Oh my God. I can't remember an HBO show that I didn't like. And I think also some of this is maybe skewed by the fact that Game of Thrones is literally the most downloaded and watched television show in the history of mankind. And that's HBO. So there's a really solid chance that HBO is just rocking out with that. But I'm pretty sure even if you pull the Game of Thrones numbers, HBO has made some amazing television shows, and they continue to make amazing television shows, honestly. And now, the moment that you've probably been waiting for, considering the fact that I was talking about how incredible Netflix is. Netflix is at a 71.5, which puts it above ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and literally puts it within 8 striking points, or striking distance points, of HBO. Which means that Netflix original television is killing it. And the real question is, why is Netflix original television killing it? There's a lot of speculation about that. I think, honestly, it's because they're not afraid to make TV shows. They're not really worried about what could happen. I think with Netflix, they have the beauty of not having to be concerned about losing advertisers, because to be fair, they don't have advertising space. They literally they could lose subscribers, but one bad show doesn't equal as much terrible, I guess for Netflix at least, it doesn't equal as much terrible consequences as like one bad show for NBC. So one bad show for NBC or for like one of the major networks, they lose advertising dollars, and that's not good for them. I think that's why HBO also probably has the same thing going. I mean, HBO does have some advertisers and advertising space, but in most cases, it doesn't have to be worried about selling that advertising space, which means that they can get shows that are a little bit crazier. Like, Daredevil is super bloody. And so Netflix is able to take those risks. HBO too. I mean, we've seen Game of Thrones. Everyone dies in Game of Thrones, and it's a terrible death, and everyone drops trial in Game of Thrones. So in both of these cases, I think what we're seeing is just that, you know, Netflix is not constrained. And if there's anything that we can take away from this, I think hopefully ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, I think there still exists to like make great shows. I mean, there's still some, I think there's one show I enjoy on each one of the major networks. And Fox still also is rocking FX and FXX, which has a lot of shows that I like. And the beauty of FX and the beauty of FX and FXX is that they kind of have the freedom that Netflix has, in which they don't have to be as concerned about advertising space. Those networks are set up to be a little bit edgier anyway. But I think, I'm trying to think of a show. I think NBC actually does have How to Get Away with Murder and maybe Scandal. I think that's NBC. Fox has The Simpsons, and it will always have The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers. And I want to say, I really don't want to say Family Guy, because it's not my favorite show. It's not really a favorite show anymore. I can't think of anything I like to watch on CBS. I'm not an old person. ABC, obviously, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I can't think of anything else on ABC that I might watch. And actually, I'm starting to think that How to Get with Murder is ABC in the first place. But point is, Netflix, killing it. And also, if you have Netflix, just as a side note, I am going to bring back the Netflix Gym of the Week. It just won't be this episode because I am still behind on my binge watching. So I'm going to crush some binge watching this week. I'm actually headed to Dallas next week So I don't know if I'm going to have a show or not. Maybe I do it in Dallas. Maybe I don't. It all kind of depends. Maybe I do it when I come back from Dallas. Maybe I do it before I go to Dallas. I don't know. Point is I will be in Texas. Shout out to Cyber Soldier. He is also in Texas. Cyber Soldier's not his name. Yeah, it is his name. Cyber Soldier. From Beating the Block. Who is, I don't think he's in Dallas. I think he's in Houston. It's a much better place in Texas to be, honestly. But I don't have a choice. Other stuff that I want to point out. Just as a quick note. Batman. Spends a lot of time on roofs at night. I don't know about you, but at night for me, if I'm not asleep, I tend to poop a lot. Batman, where are you pooping? And also, as a side note, if Batman is pooping, does he consider that guano? So, a lot of you are aware that there are countries that border the United States of America. We have Mexico, which is an excellent country where you can go to purchase weed, also cocaine, and get robbed. You can also go to another country which actually has the longest border in the world. That, of course, is Canada. And Canada does Canadian stuff. One of the Canadian things that they did recently is they had an election of a prime minister. And the person they elected is from the Canadian Liberal Party, Justin Trudeau. Now, here's the crazy part about Justin Trudeau. He boxes, and he is pretty young, and he also has pictures of himself on the internet without a shirt. More importantly, Justin Trudeau also has policies to deal with, but if you were in America, pretty much all you saw was this dude who is shirtless, boxing, and he is Justin Trudeau, and he's liberal. So there were lots of pictures of him without any actual shirt on, but I think it's kind of cool that a liberal prime minister is coming. It's supposed to be interesting for his stance towards the Keystone XL pipeline. It's also supposed to be interesting in his stance towards the environment, which is kind of the same thing. That's pretty much it. And so far, Obama says he's going to, you know, phone him and the guy who's in, whose name is Harper. I feel like I don't need to know this guy's name. Not Trudeau. Trudeau's here. He's in. I don't need to know Harper's name. He's out. And he says that he wants to get support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership and also involvement in the fight against the Islamic State. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. I don't know anything that much about Justin Trudeau other than the fact that he has a tattoo, which is kind of an awesome deal because, in all honesty, when was the last time you saw a politician with a tattoo? An openly exposed tattoo, by the way. Also, I think it's interesting to me that Justin Trudeau is like really young and kind of playful, and he is actually the father of a prime minister, a previous prime minister, or not a father, sorry. His father was a previous prime minister. But the most interesting thing I find about him is how our fascination with him has everything to do with his looks and nothing to do with his policy. And that extends to me too. I'm not like shaming everyone else in America. When I first saw him, I literally looked up his wife because I wanted to see if she was hot or not. I'm not proud of that, but I did. Also, one of my favorite things that I found about him was there was someone who was talking about him where they're like, oh, well, actually, I saw this on John Oliver, who also talked about this. They were talking about his father, who was a political genius. And what they said is, hey, so is Justin Trudeau the kind of political genius that his father is? To which the lady said, no, he's not. My favorite part about this was when she then proceeded to say he has a real emotional intelligence about him, though, which I don't even know what that means. And John Oliver made fun of her for saying that, as well he should have. It was ridiculous. But the entire point is that Canada has stuff happening right now. No, that's not the point. The point is, pay more attention to Canada. They're going to be our overlords one day. We'll all be speaking French and eating syrup and saying, I'm sorry. That's what's going to happen. That's a true story. That's not going to happen. All right. So I think this is interesting. I just want to point it out. Recently, Spotify, which in this case you don't know, I have Spotify, by the way, and you can find me on Spotify. I'm adjective_J on Spotify as well. Actually, wait. Am I adjective underscore J on Spotify? I'm actually looking this up. I think I'm adjective J on Spotify. Give me a second. I'll tell you. I'm literally waiting for it to open. But while we wait for it, let's talk about Spotify. Just in case you don't know, Spotify is a premium service app that if you pay, you can listen literally to anything you want. Everybody that I talk to about Spotify pretty much loves it. People I tell about it, they're like, oh, but you can do that on Pandora. It's like, no, you can say, I really like this song. And then Pandora will be like, well, here are lots of songs like it. And then every 2 hours, here's that song you like. Spotify lets you pick out the song that you like and then listen to it. And even if you don't have the premium service, you can still do that. You can pick out songs, build playlists, listen to other people's playlists, listen to if you're just into like having random music in the background, which I generally am not. But if you are into that, you actually can just have random music in the background on Spotify. They have the radio app just like anybody else. It's the best. And also my favorite part about Spotify is that you can go to find DJs. You can find people who are just normal people who have playlists. Run through their playlist, and if you like it, you can then save it to your phone and listen to it while you walk through the park, while you drive to work, while you, I don't know, fight with dogs, while you disembowel your enemies, whatever it is that you have to do with your life. That's what I personally love about Spotify. I just realized this has turned into an advertisement for Spotify. They're not paying me to advertise for them, but that's what I like about them. Now, having said that, Spotify has one serious issue when it comes to Apple phones. Apple has Apple Music, and most people who spend their money who have like an iPhone pretty much probably spend their money on Apple Music. However, Spotify is now on the Apple App Store top spot, which is kind of a big deal. I think Apple Music may be in a little bit of trouble, and here's why. Let's say, for instance, that actually this just happened. Tech N9ne drops a new album, right? The beauty of Tech N9ne dropping a new album is that Tech N9ne is a dude that you trust and you believe in. He's dropped 16 albums, I think. Either 15 or 16. If Rashani was here, he would know. But he's dropped 15 or 16 albums. So Tech N9ne is one of those rappers that you trust. When Tech N9ne drops an album, you can go to Apple Music, you can buy it, and you're guaranteed to enjoy it. Now, let's say, I don't know, Meek Mill drops an album. This is not me ganging up on Meek Mill. It's just he hasn't dropped 16 albums. I think Meek Mill may have dropped like two. I don't know how many albums Meek Mill has dropped. I don't think there was anyone I know in my life that if I were like, how many albums did Meek Mill drop, they could tell me. Like maybe Phenom can, because he's Phenom and he knows stuff like that. But Meek Mill, you don't trust as much as Tech N9ne, because Meek Mill hasn't dropped as much hot stuff. And let's just be honest, we're measuring by the heat. Tech N9ne has dropped, even if 10 of the 15 albums he dropped were certifiably hot, well, that's still pretty good compared to Meek Mill's maybe 10 hot songs. So, or even 10 hot minutes in most cases. So, you're less, I guess, maybe not less, less inclined, more apprehensive. You're less likely to just like download or pay for Meek Mill. Now, if you're like me, you probably want to have your music for free, or at the very least, you want to have it legal, right? So I want my music free, and I'm not ashamed to say that I listen to music free. I'll listen to YouTube playlists. I'm not ashamed to say I do that, but I mean, I would like to pay for music just to take a listen to it, and that's where Spotify comes in. By paying, you know, $9 a month, I can listen pretty much anything I want to, no ads, anywhere I want to, on my phone, on my computer, on any of my devices. I can download it if I really like it. And if I really, really love it, then I, to support the artist, I already am supporting it. But if I really, really want to keep it and I love it, then I can totally just, you know, listen to it, download it on Apple Music, or, you know, download it from some Amazon or some MP3 pay service. And then I have it, or I can just download it to whatever I have. So I have songs that are downloaded on my phone right now, and then I can, you know, I don't want to waste my data, or if I'm on a plane or a train or some other place that for some reason I don't have data. I don't know why I don't have data on a train. It rhymed, so I was like, a plane, a train. Or if I'm beating somebody with a cane, I have downloaded music on my phone so I can listen to it, which is pretty great. And so I think Spotify is on the come up, if you will. And I think also the best part about Spotify being on the come up is on the come up with against Apple. And not that I hate Apple, but it's kind of cool that Apple, we're starting to see, I guess, people starting to realize that you don't have to pay and own music like it's a physical commodity. And that's kind of what I mean. So right now, we're still kind of in the CD system where I really like this album. And since I like it, I'm going to go buy and purchase this CD with the album on it and then listen to it. And now I own a CD. I think we're starting to get away from that. And we like the concept of just being able to stream. And we don't necessarily want to pay. Obviously, we wouldn't pay $9 to stream one CD. But we'll totally pay $9 to stream all the CDs and all the music we want to. So, hooray. Also, the best part about this is if Spotify takes down Apple Music and Pandora and all the other crappy services, then artists who are complaining... Well, actually, Apple Music isn't crappy. I don't like Pandora. I think Pandora is crappy, and there are other crappy services other than Pandora. But if Spotify takes them down, then all the artists who are like, oh, I'm not going to put my stuff on Spotify because my name is Taylor Swift. That was my Taylor Swift impersonation. I know. It sounded just like her. All those other artists who were not getting on Spotify, well, now they will, because there's not a reason for them not to be on Spotify. So, you know, whoopty. Damn, dude. Whoopty. Diggy, dude. You know. I don't know. Diggity doll. Diggity, diggity doc. Diggity, diggity. So, I think it's kind of awesome that Spotify is at that point. And here is something that's just kind of cool. Just in case you think Facebook is evil, I like to point out that Facebook is actually very evil, because they are launching Tech Prep. Tech Prep is an evil, evil initiative by Facebook. It is an initiative that is joined in its evildom by McKinsey & Company in order to give resources like tutorials, videos, and games for parents to help their kids pursue careers in computer programming. This is pure evil. What makes it even more evil is that it is primarily focusing on communities where there are high populations of Black and Latino people. Facebook wants Black and Latino people to get a better chance to become computer programmers, which is super evil on their part. Here's why it's evil. Because computer programming sucks. I did it. I was in school for computer programming, computer science, actually. I hated it. It was the worst thing ever. It's a terrible life. And if you're out there and you're a computer programmer, I feel sorry for you. It's a horrible life. You know it's horrible. I know it's horrible. The American people know it's horrible. And Facebook is trying to take many, many Black people, Latino people, and have them so upset and terrible. Not even terrible, but just so upset and terrified of their lives and depressed and disappointed and angry and words that I can't think of right now. They're trying to have them so messed up that they're killing themselves, killing each other with alcohol, drink. They're probably trying to get them to do something crazy, which is have a sedentary lifestyle, eat a typical Black diet, and die from diabetes and high blood pressure at 50. This is Facebook's endgame. I know it is. How dare they try to kill off an entire race of people with education? They should be ashamed of themselves. I'm ashamed for them. And then they try to make it sound better by throwing statistics out. Statistics like underrepresented minorities, who by 2050 will comprise more than 50% of our population, are disproportionately lost at every transposition point in their STEM, including computer science and programming, studies and careers. I also hate the fact that they seem to think that they can fool us into thinking that this is not evil by giving us other statistics, like 77% of parents and guardians don't know how to help their children pursue degrees in computer science. So far, they've been having them pursue degrees in going outside and getting a healthy exercise and not making lots of money and sitting in front of a computer as opposed to doing hard manual labor or ending up in jail. I also hate the fact that they talk about the fact that once you add lower income and non-college graduate parents and guardians, that jumps up to 83%, which is actually kind of messed up, because that means that higher income students, higher income parents and guardians who went to college, 77% of those guys are like, I don't know how you can get a computer science degree. If you went to college, do you not know how Google works? That's not the point. I'm getting sidetracked. This is evil and terrible. And they have a quote here, which I think illustrates just how evil it is. It says, there's no harm in trying to grow the pipeline of diverse candidates, but the lack of diversity in tech is due to more than just a pipeline problem. This is show how evil it is that Facebook is doing this. Really, all they're saying is that the pipeline is not the only problem. People just aren't hiring Black and Hispanic people. But that's okay, because Facebook is going to undo all of that and make sure that all Hispanic and Black people die at a young age with lots of money and are able to build wealth in a system that was not built for them. Right. So that's what's happening. I like the fact that Facebook is doing that. Hopefully they do some other things, because in all honesty, currently right now, they are hiring 4.5% of college graduates who get a degree in computer science. Or excuse me, not right. 4.5% of college graduates who receive degrees in computer science are Black, and 6.5% are Hispanic, which means that Facebook should be hiring 4.5%, but the truth of the matter is they're only hiring 2%. So only 2% of Facebook's workforce is Black, 3% of it is Hispanic, which is not surprising. 55% is white. I don't even think they went into how many were Asian, but I think a large percentage of those are. But yeah, there you go. Facebook doing evil stuff, giving people a chance at education for the future. They should be ashamed of themselves. Right. So I will say this. I think this is actually kind of awesome, because as a person who went to school for computer science and then dropped out, one of the biggest problems I had was that I'd never been exposed to anything that was computer science, nor was I told what it was. I went to school for computer science and I'll do something cool, like, you know, program computers to be video game machines. What I went to school for ultimately was programming computers to give me numbers and data, and I don't think that's what I wanted. Had I just been given a little bit more guidance and direction. And I think this is ironic, because my mother is a computer programmer. So I just did not get any guidance or direction towards what I wanted. I would have loved to have gone to school to be a computer programmer and actually programmed like apps and like things that were internet based, or even things like Facebook, or just learning how to do that type of thing. And maybe if I stuck with computer science, I would have learned how to do that. The point is I just feel like I didn't get enough advanced training, and then adding to the fact that I didn't have very great math abilities, mainly because my school didn't have a lot of great math teachers, nor did they have a great math program. I mean, they had people who were really trying, but, you know, to get to the point of calculus was difficult. I got to pre-calculus. And added to the fact also that when I was in my very first programming class, a teacher walked in and was like, "How many of you ever programmed before?" Everyone raised their hand except for me. And as I started talking to people who were in the class, I found out a lot of them went to other schools in the city, schools that were predominantly white, and they all got education that I did not. So hip hop hooray for me. I think this is also a pretty good thing. And while right now, obviously, places like Facebook and other tech forums aren't hiring lots of Black people, to be fair, they have a very small pool to pull from. And there's a solid chance that, I don't know, maybe those who are getting degrees are still not at the same point as those who are Black and getting degrees, I should say, are probably not at the point that those who are white and getting degrees are. I don't know. All right, let's talk about a cool link for today. Here's your cool link. It is epic.gsfc.nasa.gov. So currently, right now, there is a satellite that is 924,777 miles away. It is almost a million miles away from Earth, and it is sending back daily images of the Earth. You can flip through all those images at the website I just said. So let me make sure that you know what it is. It is EPIC, as in this is EPIC. GSFC, as in this is GSFC. EPIC dot, GSFC dot NASA, as in we are NASA. Dot gov, as in how is the, do you want to spot a tea with your, no. Dot gov, as in cup of tea with your crumpets, gov. All of that together makes the website where you can see pictures of Earth, and they're pretty great quality images of Earth. If you're like me, I am constantly in awe of the world that we live in, mainly because I don't know how it got here. And, you know, there's people out there who are like, "Well, God made it." Well, even then, we still don't know how it got here. And it's a gorgeous planet. It's beautiful. We live here. It's wonderful. I'm thankful for it every day. Without this planet, we would be dead. Or at the very least, we'd be on Mars. And I've seen that movie, and apparently that sucks. So thank you, Earth. I will look at you every day. Not tell you I love you, but I will tell you, Earth, that I'm willing to stay inside you for a while. Oh, wait. No, I guess I'm on you. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that's our cool internet link for the week, aka OMG the internet. I'll try to put that in the link. Or no, I'll try to put that in the description for the show. That is the Negro Majority. Thank you for listening. As usual, I want to remind everyone to listen to the show that you can find us on Podomatic, KNEEGROW majority.podomatic.com. You can also find us on iTunes by typing in just Negro Majority on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us everywhere. Again, look for Negro Majority. You can also email the show. Email address for the show is negromajority@gmail.com. You can interact with the show in one other essential way. That other essential way to interact with the show is to catch me on Twitter. I am @J on Twitter. I also like to remind you of one more single solitary thing, and that is that while ignorance is the absence of knowledge, knowledge isn't necessarily the absence of ignorance. Peace.
Y'all know the name, no action, all flame. It's D to the C, no practice, all game. And not the game that your computer came installed with. So ditch the lame twit you are currently involved with. Them Derek boys, a bunch of crazy brothers like the Baldwins. Echo motherfucker, you are just another dolphin. Hello motherfucker, like I walked in on incest. Do it motherfucker, talking does not impress. Us man, us, it's all about us. Like I'm self-absorbed teen girls talking on a bus. We trust you to pay when we ask you to pay. Tell them Chili Peppers, we give it away. I don't fuck the fans, I am not the industry. Man, I hate it when the man comes between you and me. I don't masturbate, I give a handjob to a star. And picture you bumping out this anthem in your car. Still showing up for our dorks, geeks, losers. Rode out from New York on six beach cruisers. And if we could, we'd ride with every kid right on the handlebars. We are just some rappers like a fat kid ate the candy bars.
Yes, I'm back with a whole new attitude. Flyer than a cardinal, check my fucking latitude. Yes, I'm so sick, man, somebody call a doctor. Girls stay wet like I'm fucking with a lobster. I stopped talking, I'm tired of paying them lip service. Switched over them street niggas to hipsters. I am so different, Donald Glover in this bitch. I don't need to use my rapper name, that's just childish. And they used to call me Oreo, dunk me in that milk. Maybe then I will be white enough to hang out with them kids. They have to call you names when they don't know what you are. Now they know just what I are, baby girl, I am a star. APC kicks, looking like a British boy. More money means more problems, I have been annoyed. Dude mad about the girl that I came with. I'm fly, she fly, you are just penguin. I am just a rapper, so I don't speak English. I just go hard like the traffic light changes. Sick boy, bitch, we the click like seatbelt. Yes, I'm on fire, I don't have to ask how he felt. When I was 14, man, nobody else was thinking this. A nigga off the chain, man, I Abraham Lincoln this. I am just different. Motherfucker, I'm different. Yeah, I am just different. Yeah, I am just different. I am just different. Motherfucker, I'm different. Yeah, I am just different. Yeah, I am just different. Yeah,